Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Alright, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's lovely.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning me.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. All right, Liberty Lounge. It is Friday, of course, and it's the 9th of January. Welcome. Glad some of you can make it in here with me tonight. It's great following Amy. We've got a lot of the kinder, gentler folks hanging around here for a little while when Liberty Lounge comes on. Now, anyway. All right. For those of you that are new, we've got a couple of folks in there that haven't been around for quite a while. So Liberty Lounge is pretty much all music, although tonight we do have a few news items that we need to share with you. Not a whole... Oh, yuck.
That's what I thought.
Ask anyone what they think.
You know, Amy told me to ask anybody what they think here. She's eaten
an artichoke.
And to me, it's like eating celery. It seems like you waste more damn time and energy to try to get a little bit out of it than it's worth in trying to suck that stuff off them leaves. I don't know about all that. I tried a little bit of it one night, and I decided that it was not for me. So if you guys want to share an artichoke with Amy, well, feel free. All right. And Iowa Cat, that's right. That's exactly right. All right. Well, we're going to play a couple of songs here. And then we got to get to a couple of news items. This first song I thought you'd love because, well, this is played in memory of all of the 500 pounds of McDonald's fries that are on the highway in McCook County, South Dakota.
Burgers and fries, cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Changes come and go, we've had our share, I know. Now it seems we don't have time for love anymore. All the things we used to say, little things we did each day. Oh, I long to do the things that we did before. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Taking our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Well, I'm still the same old me. That's all I'll ever be. I'd like to think that you're the same old you. We lost something down the line that I wish we both could find. But I'd like to do the things that we used to do. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand.
You know, hot shot, all kidding aside, potatoes are awesome. There's so many things that you can do with potatoes. If a man only had potatoes and nothing else, without, you know, all joking about bacon and everything aside, you can get by rather well. You can do so many things with potatoes. I like potatoes and chili a lot, a whole lot. I could eat potatoes and chili and bacon for the rest of my life. I finally learned how to, a little experiment, and learned how to bake potatoes in the microwave. I can have a baked potato in 4 or 5 minutes. Mashed potatoes, whipped potatoes, one potato, two potatoes. No, that's a different thing. French fries, I mean, there's so many tater tots. There's a million things you can do with potatoes. So, yeah, that's a great thing to have in your storage stuff there. I didn't know C7 was a hydroponicer. We have to look into that sometime. Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's do one more here, and then I got a couple things I need to talk about in here. Be right back. RAT, right back.
Angry words were spoken, and I left my baby in the cloud of gloom. Got into my car and drove around until I spotted this saloon. Came inside and bought a drink, then I saw you and on her, but part of me says, stop, don't be a fool. Don't let me get close to you, 'cause if I do, I won't be very strong. Save me from my conscience and keep me from being sorry later on. Step aside.
All right, Charlie Pride, one of my absolute all-time favorites. I play a lot of Charlie Pride. He's got a lot to play. He can play quite a few of them, never play the same one twice. But, I like bacon a lot. Maybe you could inject enough bacon grease into an artichoke to make it worth eating. I don't know. But like a good rare steak. Matter of fact, if you just lead it up and stand it beside the barbecue grill and knock its horns off and wipe its nasty butt, and I'm ready to eat it. That's about as sick. Amy don't like it quite that rare, but anyway. All right, let me hit a couple of stories here for you real quick. This is let me get my poop in a group here and get it together. There we go. Stop. All right. This is something that I would ordinarily save for Thursday nights, but I thought this was a good lessons to be learned here. It's not a news story. It sure is news today. Sorry. There was a gun store owner in Shawnee, Kansas. The store is called She's a Pistol. And there were four armed robbers come into the store. And there were two people in the store, and apparently I'm not sure if both of them were shooting or not, or just the guy. But it was a man and his wife. They were co-owners in the store. The male, the husband, was shot. Three of the robbers were shot, and three of the four listed in critical condition. Now, unfortunately, the man died. Four robbers entered the store while the John and Becky, the owners, were there. When one of the four owners slapped Becky in the face, the husband opened fire, The owner opened fire, wounding three of the four, while also receiving a fatal wound. But two of the owner and two of the robbers were taken to the hospital. The owner died, and one of the suspects there is still in critical condition. Two of them fled the scene. Two of the robbers were found on site. Couldn't leave. Two of them were found hiding in a screened-in porch down the road a little ways. So, lesson to be learned here is that never give up. Yes, he died. He may have, and we'll never know, but he may have saved his wife's life. He did not let them, unfortunate as it is, he did not let them rob the place. Yeah, I understand that the money is probably insured, and he probably could have let them get away with it and not died and filed a claim. However, they were armed, ready to shoot. They actually did slap his wife. There's no reason to believe in the world that they weren't there prepared to do more damage than that with any resistance. And, for some of us, it's just really not in us to just give up and let bad guys have what they want. This would have been a very, very happy ending if the guy would have lived and all four of those robbers would have died. That would have been great. But still, they all four of them are now probably going to go to jail for murder for some time. They did not get what they wanted. The wife is safe. So, in the overall picture, it came out okay. It's just a sad thing that the guy didn't make it. Now, another Thursday night story that I just got today, brand new story. If you heard of the California-based gun shop called Rifle Gear, it's an online retailer, Rifle Gear out of California. Well, he is out of California. No, you don't understand. I mean, he is out of there. He's leaving California. And I hope this has become a trend here. Yeah, he's going to Texas, packing it up, moving out. And you can understand why. I shouldn't have to go into that. So I will next, if Rifle Gear has anything at all that I can use, once they get settled in Texas, so any of their, they don't have to pay any tax money to California, I will be ordering something from Rifle Gear. I don't care what it is, but I'm going to get something. They've got 7,000 square feet of space, and they're going to Plano, Texas. Going to be dedicated to the retail showroom space. And they've got tactical rifle, shotguns, handguns, accessories, supplies, parts, and a training room there. So, sounds like a great deal going on, but they are out of there, leaving Texas, and I'm good with that. So, leaving California. Man, I'm having a hard time tonight. I got my tongue over my eye teeth, couldn't see what I was saying.
The Comancheros are taking this land. The Comancheros are taking this land. Paul Regret of New Orleans, a fast man with a gun. Didn't want to go, but he had to run when he shot down the judge's son. Yes, he shot Judge Bobing's son. With the dark of night, he left that town, never to return again. With a one-way ticket at the end of the line, he was told by a stranger man, the Comancheros are taking this land. Comancheros came riding through the night, stealing and a killing, taking everything in sight. Nothing left behind but the blood and the sand. The Comancheros are taking this land. The Comancheros are taking this land.
I'll cover every inch of the ground where I stand. I'd die before I'd run. I'm not afraid of any living man, and here I'll make my stand. With a gun I'll make my stand. He rode into the Comanchero town like a wild man on the run. Before he'd leave, they'd all be dead. They'd die by his blazing gun. They died by his blazing gun. Then the Comancheros came riding through the night, stealing and a-killing, taking everything in sight. Nothing left behind but the blood and the sand. The Comancheros are taking this land. The Comancheros are taking this land.
Tampico Scout, where is Kit tonight? Kit was supposed to be in. Let me check and see if she snuck in here on us. I don't see her. She was supposed to be in. Boy, we got a bunch of anonymous in there tonight. You guys, there's CJ somebody. That's a new one on me. Anyway, hey, by the way, talking about new ones, we had Forks had to change his name last night, and it was something similar to that C.J. Wasson or whatever it is. I have struck a deal with Forks, and I've got an 18.5-inch heavy barrel, bull barrel 10.22 barrel, and the barrel retails for $311, and I'm going to sell it on this chat room, if somebody wants it, for $250, and I'll ship it to you for free. So you're going to have a hard time beating a deal like that. Let me tell you again about buyer barrels. They are each one of them truly custom made. Each one of them has to be done painstakingly by hand by the same individual. You get consistency that way, and that can definitely be proven. I mean, that when the proof is in the pudding, as they say in the pudding, these barrels shoot like a house fire. So let's see. Live about 12 miles away. Got my buck goat farmer back in 2000. Oh, okay, that's not for me. Alrighty. Alright, let's move on. Buyer barrels, $311 value, $250 shipped. Let's go.
She said he wants a barrel from him, but he says he's very broke, so he can't do it.
Come on, Crystal, honey, let's start singing, would you? Jeez. What is the problem here? Something going on, and I don't know what is it. Let me start this over again. Let me just revamp the whole cotton picking thing here.
He'll trade a 22 Magnum for a barrel.
Hey, C7, we may have something to discuss, son. I was just telling Amy today I'd like to have another 22 Magnum. We'll talk.
One thing about this heart of mine, all my hurts gonna mend in time. It don't leave no scars behind. I'll get over you. I'll find me a guy one day who's not scared to give his heart away. When I do, it's safe to say that I'll get over. Taught me all I need to know about getting over you. Sometimes think I love you still. Wonder if I always will. But I know it's just until I get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, I'll be good as new when I get over you. Sometimes think I love you still. Wonder if I always will. Love for you's so hard to kill, but I get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, I'll be good as new when I get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through.
We had to hear that whole song that Amy brought up there a while ago. I'm a huge Crystal Gayle fan. She's got a lot of good songs. I had to bring this story up here. It has nothing to do with guns or anything like that, but ticks me off nevertheless. And some of you folks like Buffalo Wild Wings, well, you already know they're anti-gun, so shame on you. You shouldn't go there. Costco, I had to chastise some people today for sitting in line at the gas pump for Costco. No, you don't go to Costco if you're a gun-bearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-embracing patriot, then we don't do Costco. But another Buffalo Wild Wings, a couple of them in Texas, one in Amarillo and one in Lubbock, they just peed in their post-toasties here. They have tacked on a surcharge to help them pay for their Affordable Care Act. Yeah, they're charging 2% surcharge, started appearing on their bills the first of this month, first of the year. And that's the same day that businesses with 100 or more employees were mandated to provide insurance for at least 70% of their full-time employees. Well, they decided they'd try to get some of their money back and charge a 2% charge to everybody. You know, that's they can do that if they want. It's free country. But that would just mean gun ban notwithstanding, I would never go there again. It's they try to sneak that in there. So, but you know, they got to the more clever thing to do. It's 2%. So this one bill here, there's a, it's got a picture of the bill. Buffalo Wild Wings, Amarillo, Texas. They got the whole Big Jack Daddy burger, Dr. Pepper, Pepper Jack cheese, yeah, the whole nine yards. So, and that $14.30 bill, the charge was only a quarter. So, you know, you could jack up the you know, the damn Dr. Pepper's $1.99. You can buy a whole 2 liters of Dr. Pepper at Walmart for $1.99. And they're probably buying it by the 50-gallon barrel full, so they're probably getting it a whole lot cheaper than that. $1.99 for one glass of Dr. Pepper. I'm not sure that this Affordable Care Act is really hurting them any. This hamburger, the hamburger by itself was $10.49. So they only charged this guy a quarter. They probably could have disguised that in some of these other charges. Guy got a hamburger and a Coke, and it cost him $14.30. So that's all the more reason for me. Six boneless something another over here at the Lubbock store. $6.99. No drink, no nothing. It's got six boneless SPL. What's SPL? Amy, what's SPL?
SPL?
Yeah. Boneless something. And then it says celery and carrots. Now, whatever it was $6.99. That surcharge was only 14 cents. They caught it, probably could have hidden that. Instead of charging $6.99 for their boneless SPL, they could have charged $7.18 and $7.14 and taken care of that. Anyway, it's just the times that we're living in, I guess. That song we played a while ago, Comancheros, well, that was this guy right here, and his name's Claude King.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife, 'cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there.
going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton flowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton flowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton flowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton.
Right out in front of the Baptist church come a big old purple school bus. Had astrological signs upon it and 35 hippies and dogs inside. About half of them went for the courthouse lawn, and them dogs commenced on the fire plug. Rest of them sat there staring at us, and I says, "Roy, go get your flip gun." He says, "Which is the hippies and which is the dogs?" I says, "Beats the hell out of me, Roy." What there was a bunch of them crispy critters, and the leader was a space cadet. And he says, "Sagittarius, we has arrived. Prepare to disembark, man. Get the incense going in the sitar. We gonna camp in the city park, man." I says, "Boys, let me explain the situation to you. A, you're getting me down. And B, we got us a leash law here. And C, you in the wrong town. You drop one string of beads in that there park, and you gonna see a whole lot of stars. You got 15 seconds to get out of town, boys, or we gonna blow you to Mars." Well, they all got back in the purple bus and proceeded to the city limits. Then the telephone rang. It was a swimming pool. It says a mess of wild critters was in it. So we all got to Marshall's Plymouth, which is always at the Conoco station. Went flashing on down to the swimming pool to give them critters a citation. By the time we arrived, it was too damn late. Them critters had all had their pants down. Them dogs was tearing the bathhouse apart, and they's after the fish in the fish pond. I says, "Roy, you get the one to sell for t-shirt, and I'll get the rest with a net. We gonna have a jail full of naked crispy critters and a drip-dried space cadet." Them critters outnumbered us, so they moved in and set up camp, and they lived in that purple school bus. 6 weeks later, there was nothing in town but 84 dogs in the head shop, selling dried up weeds and sunflower seeds and astrological postcards. And critters took over the city council, and the dogs all barked their brains out, and the whole damn town was crispy critters, and the mayor was a space cadet.
Tom T. Hall, "No Ma'am." That is C.W. McCall. Yeah, that's one of his older ones. He had a lot of good old songs there. I'll play another one for you in a minute that reminds me of me quite a bit. Matter of fact, I got a song here I'm going to play right now because my youngest was just talking about, what was that story you had there, Kelly? What were you talking about? Oh, is it, what did it say? I just heard part of it.
It was talking about the
52 cards in the deck means
52 weeks
and then the 4
sets.
Uh-oh, something's going on there. I got to get her to listen to this. Help her out.
Friends, this is T. Texas Tyler with a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards. ¶¶ North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out. But this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away these cards." After the services was over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir. And what have you saved yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I've been on the march for 6 days. I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." With that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists, two principal. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them, 5 were wise and were saved, 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven, and the jackanapes is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There's 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There's 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There's 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, this story is true. I know because I was that soldier.
All right, I had to jump up and run outside. The dogs were going crazy. I thought I was going to get to go kill something, but I played that song. My youngest looked up in a book that Amy has and was talking, run into a deal with somebody. I don't think it went quite to that extent, but I heard them just part of the conversation. They were talking about it, and I thought I'd play that for her because I know that she's never heard it before, so... Anyway, it's a good song. Yeah, it's been done by quite a few people. Another one that did it. This is probably my favorite version, but there was another one. Tex Ritter did a good job of it also. And anyway, all right, let's move along here. We got a lot of songs to play yet. Night's still young.
Talk back, tremble. Through to you. Talk back, trembling lips.
you're breaking into. Every time you up and hurt my feelings, I pretend it couldn't matter less. I'm just hiding all of my emotions behind my broken heart, I guess. So talk back, trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there. Don't let her know that she's getting through to you. Talk back, trembling lips, burning eyes, don't start crying.
You're the only one I'll always
lives screaming through the valley where the Nishnabotna flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, down the hills and up the dale, past CJ5 and the four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. He picked me up with exit 12 on the I-680 ramp. I was doing 67 per when I rumbled through his trap. He commenced to whirl his flashing lights and then made his siren wail. I slipped on down to four-wheel drive and Smokey on my tail. Now I've got racing stripes and dual pipes and Smokey's got a Ford. Got a mill with a four-pot card, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, Chase was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive and Smokey on my tail. Yeah, he was. I dropped on down at Granny Low and I made a hard right turn. My big old fat commando tires went slicing through the corn. Well, the tassels blew and the kernels flew and it looked like yellow hail. Just cooking alive in a four-wheel drive and Smokey on my tail. Well, we went screaming through the valley where the Nishnabotna flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, up the hills and down the dales. My CJ5 and four-wheel drive and Smokey on my tail. Look out now, here he comes. Oh, we're gonna get it on now. Don't hit that fellow with a banjo. We're gonna swim this here creek now, Smokey. Yard wide and foot deep. Nishnabotna River, they call it. Might have to winch out. Gonna do a wheelie on that there gopher mound now, Smokey. And you dig it, Smokey. Got four on the floor and four in the air on that one, didn't we? Goodness gracious. About to bust my shocks. That Jeep of mine made Smokey whine. His rig was made of lead. He's mired in 14 feet of mud, so he radioed ahead. I pulled up onto the blacktop, went crashing on through the rail. Sakes alive, I had 25 more Smokies on my tail. Now I had racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey had a Ford. Had a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, the race was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive sitting out back of the jail.
All right, there you go. There's another C.W. McCall, and I may slip another one in before the night's over. So let me see here. Iowa Cat, of course, would take requests. I do all the time. But I'm not eating artichoke hearts. No, that's not going to be happening. So C7, we're going to have to talk here. That barrel, as far as I can tell, is worth a little more than a used Marlin 982 22 Magnum. So we're going to have to, you're going to have to put in a little booty there for their, see if we can trade. So figure out what you got for ammo and we can probably work that chop out for you. But, we'll continue to work this out as the night goes on to see what we can come up with here. Sounds like an interesting deal.
They got a vintage Victrola 1951, full of my favorite records that I grew up on. They got old Hank and Lefty and this B-24. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. they've heard it every night since you walked away. Every day they replace old B-24, cause every night I run a needle through walking the floor. Every night I run a needle through walking the floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, plenty of tea, I'm gonna play them some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Set them up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Set them up, Joe, and play walking the floor. I said, set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor.
In May of 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees.
If you find that German battleship that's making such a fuss, we gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks are running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day,
the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound.
But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be.
We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea.
They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
They hit the decks are running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun.
10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around.
We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed and the shells were coming fast.
The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory.
Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas.
We found that German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck, we're running, and we spun those guns around, yeah.
We found that mighty Bismarck, and we had to cut her down. We found that German battleship for making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck, we're running, and we spun those guns around.
We found the mighty Bismarck, and then we cut her down.
How many fools would have you?
I know one. This fool keeps wondering why he fell in love at all. But you might need this fool around in case you fall. After the party's over and you've had your fill of fun, if you need a fool to forgive you, a fool, I know one. You never know, you might be lonely when all your loves have missed. It wouldn't hurt to keep an extra fool on your wrist. After your heart's been broken and you need a place to run, if you take a fool who loves you, I know one. Yes, I know.
On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. Things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow. Many days he searched for land, in various ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow. Wings of a dove,
digging and sifting from 5 to 5, selling everything we found just to stay alive. Go float free like the whiskey in the bar. Sin was the big thing, Lord, and sin was star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me
Hush now, be still. Don't make a sound and stay close to the ground, 'cause he's waiting just over that hill. Downwind behind him, move quickly. Do it fast now, he's starting to stir. Grab a handful of mane and up onto his back and start raking him down with my spurs. But try as he will, he can't shake me, 'cause over the precipice we go. Just feel the lifeblood of a horse and a man on the rocky Sierra below.
Sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for them? I've got $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35 and now, 50 now, 60, will they give me 60 now, 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid, and now $30, 30, will you give me 30, make it 30, bid, a mama, $30, will you give me 30, who'd bid a $30 bid? $30 bid, and now 35, will you give me 35, to make it 35, to bid a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? Did his best and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, and I'll $40, 40, will they give me 40, make it 40, bid it all, $40, don't we live 40, who'd bid a $40 bid? $40 bid, and I'll 45, will they give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid it a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound and fill their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the pops in all the land. Let Paul give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, and I'll bid it all. $50, will they give me 50, make it 50, bid it all. $50, will they give me 50, who'd bid a $50 bid? $50 bid, and now 55, will they give me 55, to make it a 55, to bid a 55, sold that home for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and welcome, boys. Here we come, a lock number 29 in, what are they going to give for them? I'm a 25, to get 35, another 50, make it 50, bid it long, 50, now 60, will they give me 60, now 75, now 85, now 95, 100, now 25, now 50, 75, now 2, now 3, now 4, now 5, now 6, now 7, now 800.
I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said, take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a height of bed and 35 bucks. Call 140-RING-2 and ask for Bob. Well, I called Bob up on the telephone. He says, hello, this is Bob speaking. I says, this here the Bob got the pickup truck for sale? He says, yeah. I says, where are you? He says, 14 East on County 12. Turn right on the one-lane gravel road. You can park in the yard. Beware of the dog. Wipe your feet off, knock three times, and bring your billfold. Well, I tooled on East on County 12. Turned right on the one-lane gravel road, and I parked in the yard, and a German Shepherd come out and grabbed on my leg. Then I knocked three times and wiped my feet. The dog let go, and the screen door opened. Bob come out and says, what do you want? Says, come see your truck.
He says, follow me. Come on, Frank. Dog's name is Frank. Well, we all went past the chicken house, through the hog pen, down to the tractor shed, and then wound up back at the barn field of cow pies. And sitting right there in a pool of grease was a half-ton Chevy pickup truck with a 1960 license plate. A bumper sticker says, vote for Dick, and a Brillo box full of rusty parts. And Bob says, what do you think? Well, I kicked the tire and then got in the seat and sat on a petrified apple core and found a bunch of field mice living in the glove compartment. He says, their shaft is bent and the rear end leaks. You can fix her quick with an oily rag. Use a nail starter. I lost the key. Don't pay any mind to that whirring sound. She used a little oil, but outside of that, she cherry. I says, what'll it take? Says, what do you got? It says, $28.15. Says, you got a deal signed here. I'll go get the title and the can full of gas. I put a nail in the slot and fired her up. She coughed, belched up a bunch of smoke, and I backed her right through the hog pen into the yard. Well, Frank jumped in and bit my leg, and I beat him off the crowbar. He jumped on out, and the door fell off, and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up and patched the tube, and Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. And then Bob come out and called him off, says, you better get on out of here. I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west and counted 12. Took two full quarts of 40-weight oil, just to get her to the Conoco station. I pulled up to the regular pump, and then Harold Sykes and his kid come out and says, I'd seen better stuff at the junkyard. Where'd you ever get that truck? I said, that's a long story, Harold. I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said take immediate delivery.
It's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on and the longer this goes on, the harder that it's gonna be. But it's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I never deserved her. God knows when I hurt her, that's the last thing that I want to do. She tries, but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I love her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. But it's 4 in the morning, and what's more, the dawning just woke up the warning in me. Told her this time it's all over, making 10 times I've told her goodbye. Last night we broke up, this morning I woke up, and for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men. And it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. It's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. Wishing I never met her, knowing if I...
Would you look at what came down the road today, wanting me to be one more mistake to make, a bridge to burn to get to someone new.
Hey, pass me by if you're only passing through. You sure look like the traveling kind to me. Don't stop if this ain't where you want to be. Among the other hearts that you walk on, Lord, help me if I fall in love with you. Hey, pass me by if you're only passing through. Hey, pass me by if you're
said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the valley of. There was thunder from the throne, and seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at
the altar of the sun.
Oh, I believe
they were praying for the lover
that he was
in the valley of the dawn.
Well.
When the man stopped and spoke to him,
there was them
the father of the dawn.
Oh, yeah.
And seven Spanish angels.
Who's gonna run the truck stop? City, keep the back bar clean and keep the place looking pretty. Tell jokes to the folks, keep the conversation witty when you get back down to the nubby nitty gritty. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City when I'm gone? Honey, when I'm gone. Well, Hank and Crystal, they moved out west to do the jobs they both knew the best, and that was running the best truck stop you've ever seen. Well, Hank worked back in the kitchen and cooked, and Crystal waited tables with a sexy look, and before long, she became known as the truck stop queen. You know that title went to her head. Hank became sorry he had ever wed that strong-willed woman who began to boss him around. She'd yell and scream through the kitchen doors and tell Hank to get the lead from his drawers. I mean, she was always putting him down. Well, one day Hank had it to his ears. He went to the cooler, got a couple of beers, took Crystal by the arm to the table, and he set her down. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City? Keep the back bar clean and keep the place looking pretty. The jokes to the folks, keep the conversation witty when you get back down to the nubby nitty gritty. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City when I'm gone? Honey, when I'm gone. Well, that Greyhound bus stopped every day to drop the mail while on its way to Reno, Silver City, Fresno, Tahoe, Bakersfield, and beautiful downtown Burbank. He said, woman, I done had enough of your cuss. I'm putting my bags in that Greyhound bus. You're a plain bad fraud, and I had enough of your lip. He stepped up through that sliding door, and the bus took off with a roar. And as he hit the road, he bought a ticket for a one-way trip. Hank looked out the window at the back of the bus. There stood Crystal in the desert dust, standing on the bumper with her lips flapping in the breeze. She was pointing her finger and pounding on the glass and giving Hank a ration of sass. She wasn't about to let that poor man leave. Hank pressed his nose to the window pane. He began in screaming at the dizzy dame, and the people on the bus all began to turn and stare. Well, about that time a sign said dip. Crystal did a twist and a triple flip, and Hank hollered out the window as she flew through the air. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City? Keep the back ball clean and keep the place looking pretty. Tell jokes to the folks, keep the conversation witty when you get right down to the nubby nitty gritty. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City when I'm gone? Honey, when I'm gone. Well, there's a moral to this silly song, and I hope you ladies won't take me wrong, but women's liberation needs a slightly different point of view. For a man has got to be a man, and if you can just make him think he can, in turn, your man will make a woman out of you. Well, you're the only ones that can do the trick. Only a woman knows how we tick. I think that man and woman is here to stay. Just make your man think he's the boss. Help him out and he gets lost. And I guarantee you, girls, you'll never hear him say. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City? Keep the back bar clean and keep the place looking pretty. Tell jokes to the folks, keep the conversation witty when you get right down to the nubby nitty gritty. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City when I'm gone? Honey, when I'm gone. Yes, I'm gone. Bye bye. You know I'm gone. You think I'm gonna stick around and listen to that sass? You done bought the farm, honey.
He's a big man.
Well, when he was a kid, he dreamed about a big house on a hill, far, far away from shantytown and poverty. He was only 16, a kid full of dreams when he ran away. He left his mom a note saying, "You'll be proud of me someday."
When I'm a big acres of ground, I'll be a big man in a big house with a big high fence all around. A big high fence all around.
settled down in a great big town, and he worked so hard. But the harder he'd work, the more he'd spend, it seemed. And all his newfound friends, they made fun of him and said, come along, and we'll show you how you can fulfill all your dreams. You'll be a big man in a big house with acres and acres of ground. You'll be a big man in a big house, a big high fence all around, a big high fence all around. He was just 21 when a loaded gun was his downfall. Before he joined the gang, he did something he shouldn't do. Then one rainy night, the police came by and they took him in. And the judge said, son, there's a place for kids like you. Now he's a big man in a big house with acres and acres of ground. Yes, he's a big man in a big house with a big high fence all around. A big high fence all around. And acres and acres of ground. A big high.
Hey, baby, get my soul. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me see your pretty blue eyes. Don't you know that I love you? Please don't leave me this anymore, though. Hey, baby, get my soul. Thought I was your only vato. Hey, baby, get my soul. Won't you give me
jeweler, so it won't fit so tight. Does
last night, dear, I wasn't sure. You know that I don't mind it when you go. I understand sometimes we all need time alone. But why do you always leave your ring at home? Does my ring hurt your finger when you're away from me? I'm so proud.
Truck stops, they just naturally think they should, cause they figure any place a truck driver eats, the food's just got to be good. So they go in there amongst all them truck drivers, sitting around talking low. They're talking about women and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. Out on 66, where a lot of the drivers stop and get their kicks. Reckless eyeballing his waitress, he got called Flo. There's always a bunch in here hanging out, cutting up and talking about how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will come. What's a wonder fella can sit down and eat is how many eggs or his bread and meat with a good-looking woman like that around and on the go. First thing you know, you get to fidgeting and fussing and nudging one another instead of discussing how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that and how fast them trucks will go. Just takes it all in stride and swells all up with her woman pride. She's tickled plum pink, you come in to see the show. She throws a little extra wiggle in that walk, and you just sit there and grin and talk about homemade loving and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. I can't explain how it makes you feel, but you tip her $5 on a $2 meal. Get yourself together and start heading out kind of slow. While you're pushing that diesel on down the line, you get to thinking about your woman you left behind, how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks are going.
Nothing
a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if some woman pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A-doodle-doo-doo-doo. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo.
Now 75 or 85 or I-20 t'other away. Turn your spells to the right and in the night you hear some good buddy say,
Breaker, breaker, got a picture taker, old Smokey's at 43.
It's that Japanese toy, the trucker's joy, that everybody calls CB. Yeah, Citizens Band keeps you up to date with the fender benders and the Tijuana taxes and all them buyers out there. Flip-flop. Now ahead of your children and ahead of your wife on the list of the 10 best things in life. You see, B's got a rate right around number 4. Of course, Beavers, Hot Biscuits, and Merle Haggard come 1, 2, 3, you know. Well, I was loaded down coming out of Lake City. I was checking out seat covers young and pretty. When all of a sudden there come a call over my CB ringing wall to wall. Said, go to Double Nickel, said you hit the ridge, cause there's a smoky picture taker down the side of the bridge. Oh, mercy. Appreciate that, good buddy. What's your handle out? Come on. Got any county mounties out there prowling? Come on. And he said,
10-4 back door. Put the pedal to the metal and let it roar. Hammer down to Macon town. Gonna see my mama, sure. Well, the birds are gone. Let's bring it on. The Georgia line's out of sight. Pulled out of Richmond town last Saturday night, and my handle is the White Knight. How about it?
All right, White Knight, hammer down. You got the mean machine here. Well, there I was streaking, my needle was a peeking, right around 79. That old diesel juice was a getting loose, and everything was fine. When wall to wall, I got a call from a front door Big Bird tracker.
Said, break 19, good buddy of mine. You got a smoky and a plain white wrapper.
When I jammed my stick and lost 20 quick, you could hear them gears a-tearing. I got passed by a Beaver in a Camaro when I was cruising along and going so slow. I could count every button on that frilly blouse she was a-wearing. Of course, they weren't but one. Hey there, Super Trooper. Yeah, that's a crafty smoky over there at the CB of his own. Hey, White Knight, let's slide one off of Super Trooper. Come on.
10-4, back door, put the pedal to the metal, what you waiting for? If that old wife can't stay inside, won't leave you here and say no more, how about it?
Whoa now, buddy, that's fighting talk. I'll get up and blow your doors off. Fly hammered down like I had wings, little gravels in my wheels going ping, ping, ping. About the time I hit 92, I saw something flashing in my rear view. Thought to myself, that can't be true, but there it was, it all blue, blue, blue.
Uh-oh. Bubblegum machine done hit the jackpot.
Well, I could see that bear laughing big, hanging in tight on the back of my rig. And right there and then it come to me all the while. So in that cold, dark Georgia night, in the shadow of Smoky Bear's blue light, I decided to make me just one more CB call. Break 19 for the Super Trooper. Hey there, Smoky old buddy. Tell me if I'm right or you my front door. You the White Knight, come on. And he said,
10-4, back door. You and I, even trouble, boy, for sure. Gonna read you your rights, treat you fair, just pull over there with your rocking chair. Want you boys to know each other real well, cause you're gonna be sharing the same jail cell. You make 12 cotton pickers I've caught tonight, running front doors that quiet night. How about it? 40 miles over speed limit. You boys gonna be here a spell.
That's it, cotton pickers. I've done been grounded, my tail in jail and my rig impounded. So when you're coming through the Georgia night, don't never get no front door called up. Quiet night. No, sir. Wind up in the hokey with Smokey. I'm gonna pull that old CB thing out by the wires.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair out on I-40, dodging bucks in pickup trucks in West New Mexico. It was a cloudy day and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears. But we come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before, saying,
Break 19, I'm CB Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some bear smokies? CB Savage here. Come on.
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, Hey, did you hear what I just heard? He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 19 call, when that CB device come back to life just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
Break 19 again. This is your one and only CB Savage. Mercy sakes, good bodies. Could I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4. Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost? Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?
Well, the box went dead and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had 4 in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
Breakers, breakers, any takers? Hi, hi, it's me again. I'm in your chair and I love it there. Say, you truckers really know how to take a person for a ride. Speak to me, you diesel demons. I'd love to get to know your handles. CB Savage here. Come on, come on.
I grabbed the mic and I held it tight and my hand began to sweat. I looked at Jay and he was grinning away like a big old bird-fed cat. So I put down the talker and turned up the squawker and got a good grip on the wheel. I decided the trucker that answered this duck sure as heck wasn't gonna be me. About that time, that weird voice came back on again, saying,
Yoo-hoo, breakaroo. Hi-hi, you Jim-dandy Jimmy Jammers, you. Do I ever have a surprise for you? If you listen real close, you'll find my voice is changing. And if you'll start checking your rear views, you'll find you got company. 5 plain white smokies dressing up for a ticket writing party. Y'all were so busy copying my put on, you didn't notice your little convoy was being infiltrated. You can start shutting them down anytime now. This is your CB Savage, the Smokies' friend. Wall to wall and treetop tall. That is all. Bye bye.
She used to call me baby. I thought she was such a lady. But my things have changed since time's moved on. I give her my last dollar. Now all she'll do is holler. Oh, my life has become a country song. I've learned she can't resist me by the way she always disses me and comes to bed at night with that cold cream. Sometimes I might feel frisky, but these days it's just too risky. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. I should admit it. She ain't ever gonna quit it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
You ought to see what's happened to her hiney.
Her what?
Her hiney. Man, that thing's big enough to land a small plane on.
Small plane?
Telling you.
I used to roll her in the clover.
Mm-mm.
But thank God those days are over.
Hallelujah.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night. Chew your ass out all day long. All day long. She gnaws on and on.
If someday they drop the big one, I'd say, sweet Jesus, she's gonna finally leave me alone. It's all right. Say it,
cause the radio won't play it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out.
Alrighty, that's going to bring this week's edition of the Liberty Lounge to a screeching halt here. C7, thank you. I appreciate that. And you figure out how many magazines and stuff you got, and I think we got a deal. See what you got for ammo, and we'll work on that grip chop. So we can make that work for you, I'll bet you. So let me know as soon as you get some numbers there. All right, we're going to get out of here. I want to remind everybody the 24th. I don't know if we even have any Arizona listeners left in there, but the 24th of this month, we're doing a counter-strike class here in Vernon, or Sholo, probably. And the following month, we're doing another battlefield medic class in June. We're going to be up in Washington, and we're working on some class. I may be doing one over near Las Vegas here next month, a one-day handgun class. And lots of stuff going on. We're getting the new shop going. We're going to be doing some, we've got a really nice trailer now for doing these traveling classes. Put all the targets and luggage and all that stuff in there. It's secure, it's watertight, and we'll be traveling around with that. I'm going to figure out what kind of a logo and stuff to put on the outside of it, but it's really, really nice. And we're going to concentrate probably mostly on preparedness stuff in the shop now, although I am here in the next few days. I'm going to try to get everything together and get my FFL back in here. It's going to take a month, 6 weeks or so, but anyway. All right. Well, that does it for us. I sure appreciate the heck out of you guys staying up with me. I know you all guys out on the East Coast, it's getting pretty late, or actually maybe even kind of early out there. It's 1 o'clock out there. So anyway, I appreciate y'all hanging out. And we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. And we'll be back in here Monday with more news, more stuff for the Shooting Bench. Good night.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days. Oh, when I try.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. Hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and the Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over, but the crying. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong. And the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you were lying. It sounded so true when you said it's all over but the crying. It's all